Welcome to the Trainwreck Podcast.
All right. For today's episode, we got two brand new guests. We got Jade and Trent, and they are here with us.
Hello.
All right. That is our live guest audience we have in the back. Definitely. Okay. So today we got a really special podcast. We're doing top 10s. We have about five of them, I believe. So I guess if you guys want to jump right in, if you guys have everything ready, we can just jump right into those. Everything ready, Trent? And Jaden, do you have it? Okay, you guys are ready? And Cole, it's the Trainwreck Podcast. So he forgot his phone, so he's freeballing today. Yeah. What do you guys want to start with? Video games, sports, songs? Video games sounds nice. All right, your top 10 video games will go from 10 to 1. It will just go transition through all of us first. Trent, what's your number 10?
Fortnite.
Of course. Okay. So why do you have Fortnite at 10?
Because Bill.
We need an explanation.
I can crank 90s in Fortnite.
All right.
A fun, diverse game. It's like Call of Duty, but you can...
Don't compare it to Call of Duty.
Compare it to Call of Duty. It's a good game, but the sweats make it not as good. That's why it's number 10.
Squeaky numbers. All right, what's your number 9, Trent? Number 9. Coming at number 9, what is it?
Minecraft.
What?
I didn't put them in any order. I'm just reading off the list.
Oh, you didn't have an order. You don't have an order.
No. Well, okay, we'll put them in your order.
Okay, what's your...
Well, I already wrote it.
That's fine, that's fine. All right, but so like Minecraft's on there.
Yeah.
Realistically, what would it be though? I want to know. This guy's on something, bro. You are on... What? How is it number... Okay, just gonna do... What's the number 8? What's the number 8 on the list?
The Forest.
Okay, I like...
The Forest.
Yeah, I was gonna say...
It's, like, easily one of the best survival games ever.
Made?
Yes.
Is the Ark better?
Ark is pretty never played.
He's never played Ark?
I have, but I've never played it.
Ark is really fun.
Takes up too much space.
Yeah, really have Ark, bro?
It does take, like, 100 gigabytes of space.
Yeah, well, I really want to get... Yeah, I was gonna say I want to get it.
Also really.
What's your 7?
Until Dawn.
What's that? I never played that.
It's like a story game.
Let me talk.
It's like a story game, but as you progress, there's options, and those options tell what's going to happen at the end of the game.
Yeah.
Oh, is that like the
Wendigo? Oh, it's one of those games where it's like the Wendigo, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like there's all those campers that go out and like...
Your decision affects the game, right?
Two of their friends died, and then one of them... went cannibalistic and she turned into a Wendigo and started.
So like it's a game where it's like your decision affects the ending.
Yes. Like you ever like
oh,
see like
okay.
a,
yeah.
you ever see Jurassic Park the game?
Then, yeah, yeah.
And like you could choose your decision like that. Or Walking Dead the game.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So what's your number 6?
I have The Last of Us.
I have The Last of Us 2. I've never played it. I don't like those type of games.
Yeah, I just started playing Last of Us and it's a game that I really enjoyed so far.
You like it a lot?
Yeah, it's the type of game for me.
I was gonna say I like, it seems like it'd be fun, but I don't like those type of adventure games. Red Dead Redemption 2 and GTA are the only, like, adventure games I could play. What's your number 5?
Number 5, I have Terraria.
Wasn't that on your list?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, you know, the one that you kind of forgot home?
It was number 8, I think.
Number 8, yeah. I've played it on phone. I haven't played it on, like, PS4 or anything.
It's really good.
Yeah, it's like 2D Minecraft.
Yeah.
It's way bigger than 2D Minecraft, but you can dumb it down to that, yes.
Like, if you want to, like, bring it to the most dumbest way, you could say 2D Minecraft.
Yes.
Yeah. So number 4. What's 4, Trent, huh?
You skipped it.
I said 5. 5 was Terraria.
Okay, I have Gorilla Tag as mine.
Oh, VR. I asked for VR for Christmas. That's what I want. Yeah. I suck at Gorilla Tag. I use my friend's Oculus. I suck at
it. It's a good game, only for the reason that it's free and it takes up like 1 megabyte
it's free?
Space. Yeah, it takes up like 15 megabytes. It takes up no space.
Oh, okay. That's just for like those main reasons, like it's up there.
Yeah.
What's your 3 spot?
I have Job Simulator.
I love that game. I love watching. I love like playing it.
The most nostalgic VR game.
That's true, because you watch PewDiePie play and Markiplier, Jack, all these big YouTubers, and then like... It's just not that popular anymore.
It's kind of boring after a while, but it's fun.
Overtime mode is just my
Yeah, it's a good introduction to VR.
Exactly. What's your number 2 spot?
I have Goat Simulator.
Oh my god. Of course it's Goat Simulator,
it's
right?
It's
a really funny game to play. It's really stupid, the graphics.
I used to play with Trent.
Yeah, same.
It was something.
I played it on phone before, but I don't have it on PS4. I feel like it'd be fun to have, though. What's your number 1 game? I know there's like years in like an order like worst best, but like what's your number 1?
You skipped a number I don't have.
What did you have?
I
We went through all of them.
No, you started with 9.
Oh.
You said what's your number 9 spot right away.
Yeah, I don't have any other numbers.
Yeah, he's named all of them.
That was everything?
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, you came prepared, didn't you? All right, Jaden.
You didn't come prepared.
What do you mean I didn't come prepared?
You started at 9.
Oh,
I
sorry.
I didn't come prepared. You guys
You didn't come prepared.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, what about you, Jaden? What's your number 10?
My number 10
is this, like, rated, like, worst to best?
Like, 10 rating the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're not, like, trying to... Okay.
Rainbow Six.
You didn't tell me to put it in order.
Sorry.
It's okay, Trent.
Rainbow Six Siege.
I don't have that.
For worst?
Not it is.
It's your top 10 all time, so even 10. Even your number 10 is like a great legendary
game.
It is
a
pretty good game. My number 9 is For Honor. You ever played the game?
I've had it, it's like Viking and there's like sword fighting.
Yeah.
You have to move your joystick to block the attacks instead of just dodging and stuff. It's really hard to hang up.
Oh, okay.
My number 8 is Trailmakers.
I think I've heard of
it's
that.
It's like Minecraft, but less complex.
Yeah, it's...
Oh, okay. Is that the game you play on a computer where you're just clicking
the... It's 3D, but less complex than Minecraft.
Okay.
I've heard of
that. That kind of that makes it a bit confusing,
cool.
But okay.
Yeah, that's
you would like something like that. You build, like, helicopters and stuff.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about. I feel
you
like
drive into houses.
Wait. Okay. Hold up.
I think that's
hold
the best
up.
Part.
Just out of nowhere.
What's your 8?
My next one is Just Cause 3.
I love that game so much.
I should have put that on my list.
Yeah, I'm hoping
the graphics are like for its time, the graphics were good.
Yeah.
It was very fun. And I like how you can destroy buildings. It's not like where you just like, you can destroy
certain buildings. But
yeah, but like it's not like GTA where you crash into crash into a lamp pole at full speed where it should tear the lamp pole all the ground and your car just snaps in half. Like,
yep.
Like physics actually.
I'm
work.
Hoping for Just Cause 4 for some.
It's really fun.
I watched. Some YouTubers play Just Cause 2. That's where I started.
I think that's a game I played most of, yeah.
My next two, they're pretty much even. It's Minecraft and Fortnite. They're pretty much even to me. They're both good games. I mean, Fortnite's little, yes and no.
It's controversial.
Minecraft.
Okay, I'm going to judge you for the Minecraft part a bit, but
it's
the Fortnite,
it's a,
the Fortnite part, I'll keep it there. It's fine, Fortnite.
And Minecraft is a really good game, though.
Yes.
You know, it's...
Okay, I'll judge you a bit for having it that low, but like, okay, well, what's your next, like, what's, I don't
Gang
know what
Gang Beast.
He had that on his, I know
Gang
that.
Beast, it's sort of a cartoony kind of stick man.
So think of Mortal Kombat, but bubble characters.
Exactly.
Like Fall Guys. Fall Guys, right?
Fall Guys.
Yeah, it's exactly
more
like
more control.
Fall
yeah.
Guys. Yeah, it's exactly what it is.
And
you throw people in the grinders.
Yeah, it's
like
human
buildings.
Fall Flat characters.
Yeah,
yeah. I think the best part's more the climbing in it.
Well, Fall Guys died in like a week.
I know.
Remember, I played it at your birthday for a day, and then the next day was like dead already.
Yeah. Grand Theft Auto 5.
That's a good spot.
That is
that your number 1?
Number 3.
Oh, okay.
It's a really good game. My next is Injustice 2.
Heard it before.
You know those on TikTok where it's like
it's Mortal Kombat.
It's like you know like these guys.
Characters.
You know. You see
oh
these
yes,
guys,
I've heard
you
know
see the
here.
Guys who like it's like school class clown versus
oh, yeah.
like quiet
yeah.
kid.
Oh
he's,
yeah.
And he's like they say joke and he's like
your mom.
Your mom. And then it's just like
yeah.
And then it's like quiet true. Kid wins. And then yeah, that's
yeah.
that thing.
Yeah. It's and my number one.
That was a weird way
to
explain
Avengers
it.
Game.
The Avengers.
I'm a giant Marvel.
You're a
fan.
Marvel fanboy.
Yeah,
I am too, but
yeah,
like
I know, but like it's just an overall good game.
Yeah.
The graphics are amazing,
is
in
it?
My opinion. It's
yeah.
crazy good.
No Lego Star Wars or Legos, bro. This is like
bro, it's right up there. That's all I play.
I didn't think of any Lego games when I did this. Nothing at all. Just games I play like
yeah.
recently.
Yeah. Like, these are, like, recent games that everybody knows of. And
stuff. Yeah.
Arkham Knight was pretty good. If you
yeah, I had it on the 360, but, like...
Well, it was pretty good.
I couldn't get past one level. I had to, like, beat this
yeah,
guy up, and
same.
I beat him up, and I didn't know how to get out of the jail, so I just kind of stayed in there for, like, a year straight. I was the prisoner.
And that's it.
All right, we'll do my top 10 next, because Cole forgot his. at number 10, I got Retro Bowl. It's a mobile. It's my only mobile game I have on this. You can
yeah.
get it. You can play controller on mobile. I find it's weird if you do that.
Yeah.
But, like, you can do it. Another thing, it's also a computer game you play on computer, but Retro Bowl is just, like, it's easy to get good at and hard to get good at.
It's like Fortnite.
Yeah, like, it's
yeah.
easy to get good at, like, you play on, like, dynamic mode, easy, normal. That's all easy. You win this Retro Bowl about every season. But when you get in the hard mode and in extreme mode, like, again, that's whenever the game starts to get hard. It's not cross-platform. You can't play with other people or anything. But, like, or it's not co-op, I should say. It's just a fun game to play by yourself if you're, like, going on a road trip or something. It's a great road trip game. Like, I went to Moncton a few weeks ago. I was playing it, like, it was a 3-hour-and-a-half drive. I played the whole, I got 17 seasons done as a manager.
Yeah,
like, and it's just a fun game. It takes like 10 minutes to do a season.
Yeah, the draft. Not a lot of mobile games you can really use.
Yeah, most exactly. Most of them are just like spend money to play.
Exactly, like you need to spend, like it's a like Retro Bowl's not a pay to win game. You can give it. You can spend $7 to get like features, unlimited features, like unlimited time features. You can expand the salary cap. You can get yourself more coins. Like of course, like any other mobile game that you need to do to make money.
Yeah.
And you can customize your own team, make your own team and stuff. But like that's my number 10 for that reason. Number 9, in my opinion, is not the worst COD ever made. I don't know why people say it is. It's Call of Duty 2019 Modern Warfare. It's Modern Warfare.
Does it have zombies mode?
No.
I don't like it.
but I play Cold War, but I'm not a big fan of Call of Duty games.
Modern Warfare had had the best graphics you'll ever see in a COD game that came out recently. It had some of the most overpowered guns, and it's just the reason it's this low, high on my list, well, high, low, whatever you want to say, hackers ruined the game about a year into it. It's destroyed the game.
Yeah.
Hackers destroyed it. Just like, do you know how Splitgate died in like a month?
Died faster than Fall Guys.
Yeah, like people played it for a week or two. Done.
Hackers.
A lot of hackers, they would get banned.
The anti-cheat was so bad because they just had a player 1 to 999. So
exactly.
They couldn't ban them, really.
And then when they did ban them, all they had to do was new email.
Yeah.
And then you're back in and hacking again. That's the reason that COD died, too. It didn't die, but like, it wasn't like bad game at all. It was fun. I played it with Cole. I played with a lot of people.
My internet was so bad. By the time Splitgate was popular and Batoon 1 died, I still didn't have it installed. It was still installing.
Oh, God. In my opinion, my number 8, we're going to move on to number 8. My favorite game during quarantine, the best game during quarantine, the best memories, the second best memory, third best memory game of all time to me, Warzone.
Call of Duty Battle Royale.
Might as well be called that. In its prime, in my opinion, was the third best game ever created. Now it sucks. Like I said, hackers destroyed the game. Awful. It's Call of Duty 19's remake of a Battle Royale.
I feel like hackers could be...
Hackers win the game. Hackers win every game.
They could just be doing so many more things. They could be keeping people out of the game. You know, maybe if they like that game...
I pretty much cussed out last night. I pretty much cussed out Activision just like by myself. I was trying to download Call of Duty Cold War again because I deleted it. And I went on a rant for 10 minutes just cussing out Activision and everything they stand for and how they're money hungry company.
So money hungry is EA.
Exactly. Well, no, nobody can get that bad. EA is just
pay money to walk.
Exactly. Pay money to get different color. But like, exactly. It's a really just terrible game now.
I have a theory that EA makes all those bad mobile games. We have to pay for everything.
Exactly. It's like EA's like main thing. At my number 7, I got Black Ops 3. He didn't have it on his list, which. Because that's all he taught. He always says Black Ops 3 is better than Black Ops 2. You do say that. You and Keston, you do say that.
That was tied, buddy.
BO3 had the best zombies. Well, second best zombies of all time. One of my favorite campaigns. One of the best multiplayers, in my opinion. People say the multiplayer was iffy. Like, it was really good, but, like, it wasn't as great as them. I loved it because trickshotting was really easy. The maps were amazing, like BO2 maps. You had great guns, like this old sniper's AR. I find the game was a very well put together game, and they really took their time with this game, unlike Call of Duty 2019 and Cold War. My number 6, though, I got NHL 15, the best, in my opinion.
Aren't they the same?
EA again, but this one was actually different. This one actually, like, this is when EA gave a crap about their games. Like, they actually cared about their games and was not money hungry. Yes, money could get you better players, but that's every game. Yeah. Every game. But, like, okay. But, again, EA, they made a great job with this game. One thing I do have to say is multiplayer could have been a bit more like well put together on it, like playing with friends online. But again, this was back in 2014, 2015.
Wasn't that the one that had like big head mode?
Yeah.
That's the only reason I would get it.
Yeah, big head mode. But yeah, it was a really put together game. It just multiplayer, like playing online with friends is a bit iffy. But yeah, that's my number six. Number five, MW3, Modern Warfare 3. In my opinion, I like it more than Modern Warfare 2. I enjoy more Modern Warfare 2. It's more realistic, better weapons, in my opinion, better maps. It just, I like the campaign even more. Actually, no, sorry, that's a mistake. MW2, Modern Warfare 2, best campaign of all time, not even arguably, is just the greatest campaign to ever be set on, like, for any video game, but I had more fun playing Modern Warfare 3. And then my fourth spot in our Call of Duty game, you're gonna see a lot of COD games on this list, BO1. In my opinion, the best zombies of all time. Great multiplayer. Could have been a bit better, but everything was really good about that game. I find just BO1 can like compete with mostly any other COD game when it comes to zombies. It's just amazing. They did such a wonderful time with this game that
isn't that
like,
where like most of those OD maps.
Like they just did such a wonderful thing with this game that like it made people want to get into first person shooters since like Gears of War. You had Doom, but Doom wasn't multiplayer, right? I don't think Doom was the first few games were multiplayer. It was just versus zombies
definitely
and everything. Exactly. Like
you're not doing exist yet.
Wi-Fi was not a thing. Bell Alliance did not come into play, but I don't know. Just a really well put together game. My number three spot, GTA 5, the best. The second best memorable game of all time. You make great memories on this game. You can be tryhard sweat. You can just have a blast. Everything's fine. You can like be calm, cool, collective. But like, I don't know. I just find GTA 5 is my number three game. Not much you can say about GTA 5 besides
Fast car.
Great. Absolutely. Online campaigns like
Titanium.
Second none.
Titanium Lake Streets.
Number one, I got Minecraft. For obvious reasons, Minecraft is the greatest game to ever be. It's the greatest game to ever set foot on this planet. To ever.
Speaking in numbers, yeah.
I mean, it's kind of surprising how
speaking
long
num-
it's lasted.
Exactly.
It has. If you look at a game like Fortnite, you know, it's like a Minecraft or Fortnite, you know, all the time. But it just.
Minecraft will never die.
Exactly.
That's facts, bro.
Fortnite,
there's a point where, like,
months ago.
People get sick and like, oh, it's a baby game. Then people bring it back. Like, Dream. I hate the guy. I despise.
That's a strong word.
I despise his content with a passion.
He has.
And what he did on Twitter on Remembrance
Day.
That
was terrible.
Awful. Yes. But people like him, Technoblade, Snapnap. George Nuffin, hate that guy too. Mr. Beast too. They brought back Minecraft. Laser Beam.
I remember it was.
He was the one that
like,
brought it back. Like,
exactly.
Minecraft
and then PewDiePie.
Exactly.
And then.
And
it
we
was not cool
yeah.
to play it.
And when we were younger, like Cole said, it wasn't cool to play Minecraft. But now it is. But like now people don't judge you. Also, I remember being young and looking up to guys like Skydis, Minecraft, Husky, Mudkip, Drome SF, Sundy, popular MMOs, Stampy Cat, Squid, Captain Sparkles. Deadlocks. Beijing Canadian. Guys like that. I want to be like, make YouTube videos, play Minecraft for a living. That's what, like, Minecraft just is the best game to ever set foot on this planet, in my opinion. I do have one more thing. Prime Fortnite.
Yes.
Can we talk about Prime
Fortnite? It used to be such a good
We put
game.
Minecraft to the side on number one. It's going to drop to number two right here.
Fortnite's number zero.
Fortnite would be zero. Like, it'd be the greatest of all time. Prime Fortnite. If it stays Prime forever, nobody started getting sweaty. Booga didn't win World Cup and all that. Because we hate Booga now. He's such an arsehole.
He says he's recording on Booga mic.
we literally are. But, like, if Prime Fortnite stayed a thing for the rest of its like history, it would hands down be the. Season 2 through 5 was the greatest game.
Yeah.
Ever created.
Season 8 was pretty good.
Season 8 was good because of the memes.
I like
7 was good because of memes, and 8 was good as the memes.
Yeah, then
7 was just fun in general to play. Yeah.
Especially when I went to a different chapter, they just started adding too many things.
Uh-huh. But you gotta admit, Chapter 2 Season 2 was hands down in the top. It's in my top 5.
It was pretty good.
It's in my top 5 all-time seasons.
Chapter 1 Season 2. Wait, no. Chapter 2 Season 1. Sorry.
Horrible. That lasted way too long.
Yeah, it just lasted like, what, a year almost?
It lasted 9 months, and then the Star Wars stuff happened 3 times in it.
Yeah, it lasted all of our grade 6. And we couldn't play Fortnite.
It was like, what are you gonna do? Go explore new places? We already found everything.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like 2 months for a season is long enough to get something. But I get why it took so long, because the storylines are developing.
Yeah.
But that's prime.
Well,
Fortnite.
That's another thing about Fortnite.
Exactly.
They have storylines. There's a point in discovering and things like that. Mm-hmm.
And there's also 2v2 goated pro calls and
blocks.
Yeah.
But they, like, if you go on the menu now, way too much stuff to go
play.
Yeah.
It's all the same. It's
but
all
that's,
boss fights.
That's my top 10. Cole, you don't have a list to go off. You're free balling. Let's see what you have to say.
Number 10?
Yeah?
Fortnite.
Okay.
Prime Fortnite, like you said, I loved it. I made a lot of friggin' memories on that video game. But, like, afterwards, it was a good game when you just started playing. And
yes.
Nobody knew how to play it. It was absolutely hilarious
exactly.
and funny.
Yeah,
exactly.
That was so fun. You see people...
All right, I'll be back in a second. I'm going to go fill my water bottle. You guys just continue.
Our host has disappeared temporarily.
For number 9, I'd probably put Fall Guys.
Yeah.
Fall Guys.
It was
Fall
a
guys.
It was
no,
an okay game.
Not Fall Guys. I meant like the bad skill.
It was a pretty good game while it lasted. I mean, it was funny, but...
Yeah, but, like the hackers, they messed it up so much. Because the anti-cheat was so bad on it.
It was bad.
Yeah.
For my
8,
in number 8, Gang Beasts.
Easily.
Love that friggin' game. It's so funny to play.
The amount of time me and Cole stayed up like 5 a.m. playing Gang Beasts.
Absolutely hilarious.
Oh, I had so much fun playing the two trucks.
Yeah. Oh, the trucks.
I love when you try to jump across, or if you jump over the sign, and all of this is fun.
The way your body, I don't know. If you either stay with the sign or it like glitches out when you get hit by the sign and it has specific noise, it just makes it so much better.
Yeah,
it's hilarious.
Awesome.
For number 7, I'm gonna put Ark Survival Evolved.
I have it, but I haven't played it yet.
Yeah, we should play it. Trust me, I'll talk about it after, but friggin' easily one of the most terrifying friggin' games I've ever played, especially with Alex. It's very frustrating if you play online, especially like if you have open servers, like small tribes, which means like it's like Rust. So if you log off, your base is still accessible to anyone. They can break into your base and steal all your loot and end your friggin' day.
Yeah, that's why I don't like play those types of games.
You can't set it so like the servers where you log off, then they can't touch your stuff. I started before I deleted it for a space. I had a world where I was just playing by myself, and I lived in this hut, and I had a bunch of dinosaurs I tamed before I took them on a raft, and they were all massacred by a crocodile.
A single crocodile.
Crocodile massacred everything, and I just raged, and I was heartbroken, so I just deleted the game.
Yeah, that's the thing with survival games. You lose everything in an instant.
It's like Minecraft, too.
Well,
it sucks.
Minecraft, it's easier to get stuff back, though. Someone burns down your house.
Takes like an hour,
house,
yeah.
Though, you know.
But like, let's say you built like a castle you spent months on, and then some guy just with one piece of TNT ruins the entire. Like you have a redstone or something, entire base gone. I hate thinking about you break one piece of redstone, you need to redo everything.
Oh, if you're dealing with rails and you have like a auto collect system, you have to place them perfectly, and like it's so annoying.
Alignment is piss you off real easy.
Another thing I liked about Ark. How terrifying it was.
Yeah.
The nighttime in that game is so pitch black you can't see anything, and I can't count how many times I turned a corner or I ran out into the open over a hill and there was just this monster waiting for me. Like freaking T-Rex, or like I hear thumping, I turn around, there's this gigantic bird running at me trying to rip my face off. And for my number 6, I'm gonna have put Battlefield 4.
Valid.
In terms of like nostalgia, I put it at number 1 because I played that game probably the most out of all the games I've ever played. But like as of right now, what I'm saying, like the games I play most, I'm gonna put it up there. Mm-hmm. I loved the vehicles in the game. The sniping was fun. It was like a lot like Battlefield 3, except Battlefield 3 had a bit better graphics, I think.
Yeah.
It was a bit more bluish. And for my number 5, I'm gonna put
Worth on there?
Nah.
That's like you're in top 3. That's in his top 3. That's in his top 3.
I'm gonna put
League of Legends.
Oh my god.
I think I'm gonna put The Hunter Call of the Wild.
Yes, great. That's a good
I love that
for
game.
It. I don't know what
to do. You have to be very patient for that game, though. Very, very patient.
Yes. Holy yes.
Stalking an animal, making sure it doesn't hear you, doesn't smell you. You're at the right range. And where do you, like, if you're at the right angle to kill it.
I shot a buck like 4 times in the head. He did not die. Like, no, like this guy charged at me, and I killed him like a second before he got to me.
Yeah,
his body like collapsed on top of me.
That's what makes games fun. Though, so like you can never tell what's gonna happen most of the time.
Yeah,
especially horror games.
Yeah.
Horror games, are I love.
Oh my god, Fortnite horror maps. Oh my god.
Fortnite horror map. Oh my god, loud noise. I'm scared.
We used to just put the map. The dark was pitch black, and we used to give each other torches. We'd have to find each other in a building.
I remember.
Awesome.
For my number 4, I'm gonna put Terms of Horror, The Forest.
Yeah.
That's a good horror map. Like, if you're at nighttime and you're in your base and you forget one door open, you open up the side of your
cannibals.
Yeah, cannibals.
I played a lot with Alex, and we had this treehouse base surrounded with these walls.
Treehouses are the worst thing to build in
forest. Yeah, we realize that.
Why
like,
are
RMZ,
they really bad?
RMZ is one of the monsters, but he's like 9 arms and 4 legs, and he just goes
very
around destroying heavy. Everything.
Very top heavy.
And he destroys trees and hits. He'll take down walls. And the first time I saw it, I opened the door of a base, went out to get wood, and it was sitting there. Because we survived for this, I don't know how long of days.
It's 4 days on the.
Anyway, he got through the door, absolutely murked our tree house, so we made a base on the beach, and then we went back to our. Normal base, but I love that game. So
I don't know
I
why.
It was hilarious.
Yeah.
But I feel like when the forest, like, I would just make a bunch of treehouses. Like, I would make a treehouse, like, the primary one where everything's at, and then I would just connect it to a bunch of different trees and just go tree to tree to tree.
Yeah. Speaking of the forest, I have, like, completed that game at least 3 times now. And, like, in total, I'm at, like, day 500, and I have done literally everything. I've explored every nook and cranny of that game.
Nook and cranny.
I just want to see the forest account so much.
When is it? It's not coming out on PS4, no? No. It's coming out on all consoles, but not right away. You have to wait, like, a year.
Yeah, like, they did the same thing with the original forest. It came out, like, 2012-ish, beta, all that stuff. Then it came out on PlayStation 2018, I think.
Holy,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, they...
But this one's going to be quicker, telling you you're
going to wait. Whenever they bought it on PlayStation 4, it was the highest selling game for like a like at least 2 months.
Yeah.
They made so much money off of it.
It was a good idea. Make the people want to buy the game. Just wait.
For my number 3, I think?
Yes, 3.
Number 3, GTA 5.
Easy.
Yeah, easy, okay. Easy, good, great spot for GTA 5. I find it's a great number 3 game of all time.
I spent a lot of nights up late.
Oh, yeah. Remember the time with Matthew? We were rolling the cargo bob.
Yes,
Matthew jumps out right in front of me. I'm in
first
person.
Hits his head off the top of the helicopter and falls
his
down.
Parachute
without
doesn't pull.
A parachute.
Like, my guy was jumping. I was right behind him. Kesson jumped. Matthew's in between. So I'm in first person getting ready for my turn to jump. Cole's flying the thing. He's in third person. I see Matthew hit the tin with his head, does a backflip, no parachute, and Cole's laughing his ass off.
He thought he had a parachute because the skin he had a bag on his back, the shape of the parachute, but it turns out his bag was empty, and he hit the ground at mock Jesus.
He fell quick.
Mock Jesus.
For number 2, probably going to put Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah.
And
for you,
level
yeah.
Level it out with War Thunder next to it.
Minecraft's not on this list.
Wow. Minecraft's at number 1, boy.
But you just said GTA was number... Oh, you're leveling. That's like a tied
like
2 spot.
You're not listening to him?
Those two.
I am. I'm the host. I've got to listen.
So,
too important.
Exactly. I'm better than everybody.
Tank game. Biggest hate-love relationship I've ever had for a video game.
Oh my god, I hate that game.
Makes you so frustrated, and I yell.
If you're
so
pissed
much.
Off, don't play that game.
Yeah, if you're upset, do not play that game. It will make you
it's
a
2
lot,
o'clock, that's why.
A lot more mad.
Like, it will make your day a living hell if you play that game.
I love the game just because of the vehicles.
Yeah.
And the funny moments I do have when I play it sometimes.
Oh, I remember the funny moment, like, we did, like, a Wego. So Cole is in his Leopard A1, I think.
Yes.
Kessen's in the main tank. Kessen's tank is, like, destroyed. Anyway, he's dragging Kessen's tank because it's destroyed. But Kessen's still alive. Like, he just needs to repair it. All I see, airstrike, inbound. Cole Kessen in the circle. I'm just watching them.
These two. Like, probably 500-pound bombs land right on my tank.
Yeah.
One goes through my cupola and the other one into my engine. And it sat there. I screamed and we just exploded. The cam was watching us and...
Oh, it was hilarious.
Now, Red Dead Redemption 2, that's also tied.
Yeah?
Oh, that great. The graphics on that game is incredible.
Some of the best of all time.
Yeah, I'm trying to get it for Christmas.
What, Red? Jeez.
Red Dead Redemption.
I don't have it.
You want to buy some girls' cookies?
Oh my god.
That was just some weird kid was going on.
Yeah.
How can you open this?
Red Dead Redemption. The campaign on that game. Awesome.
Yeah, I kind of don't like that you can buy just like the online. Because that's what I was going to do, not knowing there was even a campaign. Because that's all I found on
the game. I have both.
You have to buy both separately?
Well, no, I got them both together.
Oh, okay. Disc.
But isn't it like $100?
Yeah, it's super expensive.
I find that stupid, though. Like, that's just kind of money hungry.
Yeah, well...
It's Rockstar.
It is Rockstar. But the thing is, Rockstar's not making any money right now because they don't release new games.
Yeah, they don't have, like, any paid features.
That's true, they don't. Sole company.
You can, like, buy money on GTA.
But nobody buys shark cards. There's a way, like, you can glitch all the time. That's why they get banned.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like if Rockstar was making more money, they wouldn't ban kids. Because they rely on shark cards right now and people to buy the game more.
Because I'm on the 360. There was so many people like, you want free money? You just press a button, like, $2 billion.
Yeah, exactly. Like, my friend, like, got his account level, like, $3 trillion at one point.
That's, why do you even need that much? You could buy everything.
You max out at 120.
Why?
I did a money glitch at one point.
And you got, Keegan and Keston got banned.
They both got banned, lost.
You were chilling.
I didn't lose any of my money. I made a good $200 million.
Do you still have money from that?
I had, like, for the longest time, I had $7 million just sitting in my account. I got down to, like, $1
million. Just a chilling $7 million.
To, like,
it's
like $7-$8 million.
I do a small one of $1 million.
Yeah, just that's there. Alright.
For number one,
we
got that Minecraft.
You already know Minecraft. I'm surprised it wasn't higher on your list.
Well, I mean, it's a good game, but you only play for like 2 weeks and you get bored.
Yeah.
Honestly.
You like it's like you have this 2 week period, try hard, Minecraft, all day, and then you're just done. And then it's just done.
Like you do everything so fast.
Yeah, I always come back to Minecraft for like Bed Wars or
that's why it's coming back. That's why Minecraft made a comeback
usually when I go on Minecraft I make a world within at least a day and a half, 2 days, I'm done the
Ender
world.
Dragon's done, Wither's done, everybody's done.
Exactly. Yeah. I have my full world, my farm, animals, whatever. That's the thing.
And then I slaughter them all and then I just get off. Like, except I keep the dogs alive and cats.
Always dogs. Yeah, always the dogs. But whenever I make a world, I like to like do the most unnecessary things to keep it going. Like have a big village of farm, big sorting system.
Yes.
Like I have a world.
But you're redstone god though.
I'm not good at it. Anyway, I have a huge redstone, not redstone, like just a bunch of chests for every item in the game. And it took me so long. That's what kept me, like, it's stuff like that that keeps you playing Minecraft. It keeps coming back.
On one of my friend's worlds, we beat the Ender Dragon and we were at the end cities. And I remember one of my friends named Kobe, he lied about getting the first Elytra and he had it and he fell off the end ship with two sets of diamond armor. And all his equipment, and he died with the Elytra and all that equipment. He fell into the void and lost it all. He left the game, but I laughed so hard.
Yeah, those are the things. Those are the things that make you not want to play Minecraft too. That's happened to me so many times. I just deleted the world instantly.
At this point, I'll do a hardcore world. You can't do hardcore on. I just play hard mode. I put on hard mode, and when I die, I just delete the world.
Yeah,
that's what I do.
Well, it's really fun. But, like, that could be really annoying. That's why I don't understand why people do hardcore mode. Like, they get a lot of views, yes, but if you die, all your income is gone. Like, DantyDM, he had a huge series and he died to a Vex.
Yeah, and then same thing with Philza, baby zombie. Like,
yeah.
All right, I think we need to get off video games. We've been on this a while, and we have a limit here, boys.
I would like to do shows and movies and TV shows.
Yep. You know what? Let's do it. Jaden, since you suggested that you'll be the last one sharing your opinion.
Damn.
No, I'm just gonna go first.
Let's not like order again, but you know, same thing as last time.
Just like in a random order.
Well, I mean, channels first, then me, then you, or we can just do random picks. Up here.
Well, if you want, we can do Trent. Trent, do you have the time in your day to go first?
I mean, if you pay me extra, I will.
All right, I'll give you three.
I'm not getting paid at all. If you pay me extra,
I'll give you extra air to breathe.
Oh, thank you.
All right, you're welcome.
Okay, top 10 movies. I'm going to go number one. No, I'm not going to number. Just,
yeah, you go 10. You go 10.
I don't have anything.
Oh, you don't. Nothing's ordered.
No, you didn't tell me to.
I said top tens.
Yeah.
It's all right. Sorry.
I mean, Cole forgot his stuff. It's only the Trainwreck podcast for a reason.
Yeah. Okay, my first thing I have written down, Endgame.
That's respectable. Yeah. For all time, that's respectable.
Yeah, I actually never watched the movie.
I mean, again, these aren't ordered, so this could be his number one. We don't know.
I hate it. No, it's easily the best movie I've ever watched. But I don't watch movies.
You watch shows?
Yeah, most of these are TV shows.
Oh, you got SpongeBob out there.
I have four different things of SpongeBob.
I don't have it on.
It's brainless, like, dumb humor. It's something you can watch all day.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, next up. But you can't guess what it is.
SpongeBob. Was this a movie or a show?
No, this is the SpongeBob show.
Okay, so this is the one that, like, 19 seasons, 1999 and stuff. Okay.
Yeah, SpongeBob is one of, I don't know what I'm saying.
Trent's about to get emotional over this, guys. Somebody go get him. I'll go get you some Kleenex, man.
I'm so tearing up over SpongeBob. No, like, it's like the
Mr.
most...
Mr. Krabs.
Like, almost everybody has watched SpongeBob.
That's facts.
Like, whether or not you want to, like, if you...
It's been on.
Like, it's been on your TV or something.
Yeah, like, people that grew up watching SpongeBob have kids that watch SpongeBob.
That's true.
Yeah.
Like, let's say you started watching SpongeBob back in 99, whenever. Let's say you were 4 years old when you started watching SpongeBob in 99. How many seasons are on that?
I think it's like 19 seasons.
It's something, I think it might be in the 20s. And it's
keep talking.
And it's one season per thing. It's one season per year, so I don't know. I want to know, like, if you like.
I can't spell music.
Oh, geez, you just like erased the whole thing.
How many seasons, SpongeBob? How many seasons? 13.
Okay, so let's say you start watching 99. You're 4 years old. You would be 17 by the time the show ends.
Yeah,
some people have.
And let's say you're teenage dad or mom,
a lot of people.
Your kid, but also let's say like you're 20 and these shows end and you had kids, your kids would pretty much grow up on SpongeBob too.
Yeah, like
it just ended.
Yeah, like completely.
And the movies came out way after that, so exactly, still SpongeBob.
Yeah, completely off topic, the author, like PBS Kids author, that show is, it's the second longest thing ever running next to The Simpsons.
Simpsons are first?
I think author then Simpsons. It's a long
time. Well, PBS has been out for a while.
Yes, it has.
Hey, next thing. Yeah, a little bit of a hiccup. Lego Movie.
Oh my god. 2015's Lego
Movie. The original Lego Movie. It was... We could all agree when we were kids, we thought it was like stop motion.
Yes, that's facts. Yes.
On that.
Huh?
Like, we can all agree. Everyone thought it was stop motion as a kid.
I mean, I thought it was.
It wasn't.
It is real Lego.
I mean, the way they ended the show, it was like, oh, damn, that was stop motion. People were actually doing that.
Yeah.
No, it was just animated, then they had the stop motion at the end.
Yeah, it was. Like, really good movie.
Mm-hmm. Number two was kind of bad, though.
I don't have order.
No. The Lego Movie, number two is kind of bad.
Yeah. But yeah, I also just put this on kind of like nostalgia reasons, because.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't not do that. Anyway, next up, the original, original SpongeBob movie. Everyone's leaving me.
I'm not, Cole, you just...
Cole, you give me commentary.
All right.
Okay, the original SpongeBob movie was originally supposed to be the last, piece of SpongeBob content.
Ever?
Yeah, ever.
All right. Jane's just gonna be gone for a few minutes.
Again.
All right.
Okay, yeah. What was his name? Yeah.
Some about SpongeBob, probably?
Yeah, it was supposed to be the last SpongeBob content ever because Steven Hilburn wanted to end it on a high note.
Yeah.
SpongeBob jumped up when he got promoted.
Yeah.
Funniest part of the movie, because it's SpongeBob, I don't much to talk about. The the Goofy Goober song at the end.
Oh. That's where the Goofy Goober song came from?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Of course, I thought it came from like Teletubbies or some stupid stuff like that.
I saw that actually a while ago, Goofy Goober.
Okay, next Minecraft. Up on my list, the second SpongeBob movie.
Of course, why not? Why not?
The second SpongeBob movie. Not as good as the first one.
Like of course, nothing can beat the sequel can't be anything.
Like, for the first one, like, compared to the first one, the animation looked so weird on it. Like, it was too crisp, if that makes sense.
Too edgy?
Yeah, and also, they spent the first 75% of the movie yelling about, who stole me formula? And
in the second half, who stole me popcorn? Or still, who stole... Like, there's one point, they were in a cotton candy machine. For 5 minutes, they were in the cotton candy machine. That's the only thing I remember about that movie.
Okay. Next on my list.
The SpongeBob movie number 3. Yep. Who, oh god, I got
3 movies?
Four.
Isn't there 4?
Yeah. No, there's 3.
Okay. I actually didn't even know that.
Yeah, the third one, I don't...
Not as good.
No, the third one was pretty good. I don't like it because 2 reasons. One, they only made it because the original creator died and they wanted money.
Wow.
And they also used that into a gateway to another show.
I'm a Goofy Goober.
No, it's the Patrick Star Show. It's like a spin-off.
A SpongeBob.
Yeah, with Steven Hilburn, he never wanted. He didn't want no merch, no spin-offs, no nothing, but he died. So, yeah.
Yeah, like, screw Steven.
And also, second reason I don't like it, what did they do to King Neptune?
I don't know. I didn't watch it.
It was Poseidon, actually.
I remember him.
Like, I remember seeing, I saw, like, a theory on YouTube. It was, like different parallel universe, all that stuff, blah, blah, blah.
I remember when I stole his trident or something.
Yeah, that was the original. They stole his crown in the original.
Ice cream whenever.
Okay, next on my list. The fourth. No, that doesn't exist. The second Lego movie.
Oh, of course, we got another sequel, guys.
I put this only because I was so excited when I heard it came out.
Like, and then it was absolute dog. That movie was bad, in my opinion.
Yeah. They only made, like... I don't think they meant to be able to make a second one because they left the first one off like in a, not really a like a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
And they destroy you.
I'm gonna destroy you and then like.
Yeah, Duplo. And then they ended off. They continued it from there. Can't speak.
Yeah.
And then I don't remember like who they had to fight all that.
I can't wait till they get in the candies. I feel like Trent's gonna be throwing them. Like it's gonna be number 3 Doritos. Such a great tasting.
Number 1 oranges.
Oranges.
Okay, after my Lego Movie 2, I have Phineas and Ferb.
How could you not have? Like I don't have them on mine because you know.
I'm not Phineas and Ferb. I don't like it.
I never watched Phineas and Ferb. Going up.
Leave. No. Out of the room. You're out. I'm just joking. Just sit down.
You sit down. Yeah, I've only like started watching it again on Disney Plus because it hasn't aired in a really long time. Like, I've only actually, like, I first heard about it when there was like a game made about it, and I completed that when I was like almost immediately.
Yeah.
And I was on my game, I was on the DS all the time, so like, it wasn't that
grade good. 4 DS, that's all we played. In class, too. No, like, in the middle of class, that's what we would play.
No, I was like 6 when I finished.
Oh, okay.
I couldn't even read yet, and I was finishing games. True gamer.
Trent was a day one gamer, man. He came out of the room with
little,
a DS
in hand. I was little, my father was like, okay, what do I press to go after the game? Okay, now what? No, I just took the phone from him, I played with it. Okay, next thing. It's not TV, YouTube. It is YouTube.
SpongeBob, the series on YouTube.
If Undertale was realistic. If Undertale was realistic.
Huh?
If Undertale was realistic.
Oh my god.
No, it's
I don't like Undertale. I hate that.
Undertale with like the yellow dog and.
No, Undertale's like that Sans and all
let
that.
Let me
right?
give my reasoning.
There's no good reason
let
I'll make
Let me give my reasoning. I don't like. I personally don't like Undertale that much. I'll play it if I have to. Oh, I'll play anything if I have to. If there's a gun to my head, you force me to play My Little Pony, I'll play it. But yeah, it's a really funny thing. It's really sarcastic all the time, and just like there's so many funny jokes in it. It swears a lot though, but like it just takes Undertale to a new dimension. Literally takes it in 3D.
What the hell?
And it also adds like I'm gonna say another dimension to it. Yeah, like
it brings it to a second dimension.
It's the fourth dimension. Oh yeah, like it adds new personalities to the characters because there's voices.
Like personal growth?
Yeah, like, no, like those voices, not just.
Like, like not the typing? Yeah, I was gonna say, what are you hitting the keyboard for?
like there's actual voices to it.
Oh, okay.
And I remember there's like one joke, the fish lady, she says something, every time she says it, a puppy dies, and then she has a race with a dog, and she says it, and it just explodes. It's really funny. If you get a chance, watch it. It's only like 2.5 hours.
Alright.
Only.
I mean,
I watched Red versus Blue. That's like 24 hours to watch all of it.
Yeah.
Alright, what's your number one?
Last one on my list.
Number one that's not rated at all because he forgot to do an order. Because
you didn't tell me to.
Free.
Free guy.
Yeah, free guy. Alright.
I never watched the movie.
Me neither. I didn't get the chance
to watch it. I'm gonna be honest, it's the first movie I watched on Disney Plus.
That you enjoyed?
No,
just like pretty much like
just first
Disney Plus.
First movie.
I just got it.
I watched Phineas and Ferb on it. I figured out that
natural selection.
Yellow square, Nat Geo Wild, whatever it's called.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I watch a lot of that now. But like Free Guy was so good. Like they take. Like, it's not like normal video games where it's like, I'm Sonic, I'm gonna kill the bad guy. Like, they took a game that didn't exist, and they took huge, like, streamers and all that.
Streamers?
Yeah, Pokemon. Yeah,
Pokemon was in it?
Yeah.
Well, streamers, okay. YouTubers,
Jack, oh, I know Jack and Dan were, and I saw that
Jack
clip.
Jack and
Well, of course, Pokemon. Jackson, he's best friends with Ryan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chris was in it, too.
Yeah, Chris Evans.
But, yeah. And there was a lot of, like, not drama, but, like, they did build up better than most movies, would I say?
Because I saw Jack in the trailer, it was like, come on, guy.
Yeah, come on, come on. We'll talk about that. Blue shirt guy, I really liked it. I can't say anything else than that.
Trent's like building up some tears right now. All right.
Fly over Free Guy.
We'll go on. Jaden's back now. He's actually back.
He's back
from
explosive diarrhea.
Oh my god.
The dead.
Of course. Jane, if you want to go, you can go, but if I want to go, I can go. And who's the host?
I'll be the host.
All right, well, I'm
going to
go.
Oh, I have to give you permission, though. You can go.
So, my number 10. Chad, you might be mad about this one.
I don't care.
Free Guy.
What? No, but he didn't rate. He didn't rate. Exactly, because he forgot to.
Well, he said it was a good game.
I feel like Trent's about to yell at me across the room just because you didn't tell me.
Anyways, Free Guy's mostly my number 10. I feel like they could have made it a better movie. My opinion, the actors they had and the YouTubers and streamers and things like
that. I mean, they were good. The streamers they picked were awesome.
Yeah, it was amazing.
I don't know why Pokey was in it, though. That's my point. Like, I didn't see it.
Without her makeup, she looks like an old man. This is terrible, bro. Anyways, I just feel like they could have made the movie at least just a tad bit better with all those people that they got, you know. My number 9 is Black Panther.
Really?
It was a pretty good movie.
It was.
I can't wait for the Black Panther 2, but...
They're making the second movie?
Yeah, but, you know, the actor for Black Panther passed away.
Oh, yes.
So, but they already filmed Black Panther 2.
They already filmed it, just didn't release it, right? Was Chadwick in, like, they filmed...
I don't know if they made him, like, the character die, and then his sister's going to take over the role.
Yeah.
I think that's what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I hope they don't take another actor for it. That'd be terrible.
Yeah. Mess it up.
What's your number 9?
That was my number.
No, I mean 8, sorry.
Number 8 is Shang-Chi.
What in the name of good God gracious Jeez is that?
Shang-Chi.
No, never heard
never
of it.
Never watched
I've
it?
Never no, heard of it.
You should look at the trailer after. It's such a good Marvel movie. Amazing.
I saw it on Disney Plus and I was scrolling through, but I didn't watch it.
Yeah, you should have watched brand new.
Yeah, but like I was just looking to see where Family Guy was because I wanted to see I wanted to see Family Guy season 1 through. Because on Netflix is only season 9. God, that took you a while just to get your stuff.
Why did you put your binder on in your desk?
My binder?
Yeah, it was in the Sonos desk.
Why?
Because you didn't take it out.
Oh.
Why did you think you any
movie? I feel like I should have put it up higher on the list, but it's like a kind of an action fighting movie. It does get a little bit worse towards the end, but it makes its way out.
Mm-hmm.
Gremlins. What?
Gremlins.
Not Gremlins. My next one is Spider-Man 2 with Toby.
Okay, I thought you were talking about Spider-Man 2. You just said, like, Far
not
From Home. You could just said Far From Home.
No.
But you mean, like, Amazing Spider-Man and stuff like that.
No,
not amazing, but, like, that, like, the older
They're
movies.
They're not as amazing.
The one,
Not Andrew series, not
the
Andrew.
Kind of mixed Spider-Man.
Doc Ock, okay, that's Spider-Man.
Yeah,
alright.
It was a pretty good action movie for
its time.
For its time,
exactly.
Is that the one Venom in it?
No, Venom is the third one.
Oh, okay. The one where he's walking down the street all like
yeah.
gangster.
The next one is
My
Captain
boy.
America, the Winter Soldier.
Facts.
It is
facts.
Such
that's
a
such
good
a good movie.
Movie.
It didn't crack my top 10. But it's like 11, bro.
It
like,
so
it could have made it over Flash.
I've watched that movie about, like, 20 times.
I have not watched it.
Okay, Trent, like I said to Cole, you're gone. You're done. You're done.
I don't watch movies.
Well, especially,
the last movie I watched was Fuego, and that was, like, 2 months ago. I really don't like, I watched Diary of a Wimpy Kid yesterday.
The Diary.
Whatever. But yeah, I don't watch movies that much because there's not my attention span is too small.
I have a really low. There's some movies I can sit through. Some I can just I'd be like, we'll just get to the main part already. Just like I know what's happening. I know the answer, but just
definitely.
It's like Dora the Explorer. Like I don't know why I'm using this, but it's like where's Swiper? He's right behind her, about to kill her. Where is he? I don't know. You need to guess. Is he in the top left corner? No. Is he in top right corner? No. Is he behind me?
Muy bien.
Yeah, muy bien. Yes, he is. And then she's like, Swiper knows. Holy God, I want to punch a hole through my TV. Every time I see that, I like would rain hell of.
I'm just imagining a little kid in like the 90s watching Dora getting mad. He punches like a huge box TV, breaks his entire arm.
What?
That just came to my
especially
head.
Especially when you watch movies over again. You just, it kind of gets old and you know what's going to happen, but you still want to watch the movie. I don't know if that's with me.
Yeah. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
We're filming, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, you can say something, come here. If you want, No. What's your number?
You entered the room.
You entered the room now, it's on you. What's your favorite movie of all time? Yeah, what's your favorite movie of all time now?
Yeah,
number one.
Wow, I thought it's too hard. You're putting me on the spot.
Well, that's what it's, you came in the room.
Can I come back?
Yeah. Just.
You have to give
all right, see ya.
Perfect, I'll come back.
Yeah. All right, continuing. Train wreck.
Next one is Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, you're explaining this to me while I go, Camden. Do I have to say why, or can I just say Guardians of the Galaxy?
It was such, with the music, it was like calming.
Pleasuring movie.
It was. That's the exact word I would use. And it had some parts where it was just.
Like it satisfied
music,
you in every way.
But then there was the action parts, and then.
Yeah.
And then, that guy got exploded at the end,
Can I just put something out real quick? I love our new setup. Like, I love this. Like, I love this so
just
much.
Out of nowhere, he's talking about good. I think we set up.
Like, no, but like, I like the room we're in. The room.
White walls with one table. Very echoey. Chairs.
Four chairs and a table. No, but it just looks nice
well,
now.
Actually,
it does. It's echoey too.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Trent,
like 10 chairs in here.
No, I just find actually, it. This room's just visually pleasing to me. I don't know why.
It's way better than green.
It's way better than just sitting in our classroom and just doing this stuff.
Yeah.
But anyway, like continuing. That was a weird way to, for me to interrupt.
Continue. Tell us. After that, it's Deadpool 2.
Over Deadpool 1? Is it because the guy got put in the blender?
My dad did not let me watch Deadpool 1.
Is it because the guy flew into a wood chipper?
There's so much nudity in that movie. It's crazy.
You see Deadpool's ass the whole time.
Exactly. Yeah. Deadpool 2, there's nothing like that. It's kind of...
It's because all the parents like, I didn't know it was going to be that.
It's an R-rated movie. I didn't know it was going to be like that.
I can't even get past
the start of the,
it was a really good movie.
The start of Deadpool is this guy getting flung into a traffic sign and flattened like a pancake.
Exactly.
I'm putting Deadpool on my to-watch list. That's the only thing on my to-watch list.
Really?
I'm probably still not going to get to it.
Trent's gonna see like Deadpool's like bare butt, and then he's gonna be like, "I'm done."
I'm done.
My number three spot is Thor Ragnarok.
You know what? You know what?
I've never watched.
Thor's going on there. Screw Flash. I need to put Thor Ragnarok. Thor
Ragnarok.
Nor.
You can't change.
Cameron's number two is Thor Ragnarok.
No, my number 10.
It took off.
Why you guys do that? I'm gonna order my.
Ragnarok. Okay, let's go, guys.
It was so just like Guardians of the Galaxy.
Very fun.
Thor movie, like the Dark World, the one right before. It was just terrible movie. It was so bad.
What was
Dark World right before?
Yeah.
It was just so blah. Like there's nothing to it. Even the colors, all it was. Red and gray. There wasn't anything to it. Thor Ragnarok. There's jokes. You get to see. What are you looking at?
I don't know. I just stared off into space. I was listening to you looking, and I just stared off in space. So it just looked weird. I was staring right at you.
There's like nothing to stare at. It's a white room.
Very visually pleasing.
I mean, there's a window, but it's snowing.
Exactly, snowing outside. It's just
no, but may as well.
Okay, Cole, you don't need to go to the window. You don't need to check. You can see from here.
Cole, Cameron's going body slamming.
TV show The Flash.
Cole's like a wannabe right now. Sorry. We're getting off topic.
Number two is the TV show Flash. You already know
not the DC one, not the crappy one, the good one with Barry Allen, yep. Everything's Barry Allen. They're going with Grant Gustin, Iris.
Gandon.
All of them, yeah.
Every movie has Barry Allen.
Not Iris, not Cisco, not
you
Caitlin.
Know what
he
means.
Yeah, I know.
The
what
good
mean.
One with yeah, Wells I and understand. All them. Yes, the ball flip in the air.
Did my ball did it explode?
No, it didn't explode.
Okay, good.
Stop ball flipping.
All right.
It was just all out. I can't wait for the new episodes from the season coming out.
Haven't watched them yet. I kind of wish I did. Did you just kick Jaden?
He slammed his leg.
Oh.
It was just so amusing. I loved the first season. Wells and Eobard Thawne. You know, I feel like that was the best.
Could have just said Thawne.
No.
You didn't even attempt that whole name.
Yes, I did.
You kind of just did a train wreck.
What's train wreck podcast? Find that notes linked into the screen.
That's the whole thing. You say that, and you kind of go with it, watch the podcast.
That's kind of how you slide it in there.
I don't know. It kind of just made the Flash after that. It was kind of, after season 4, it just turned to garbage.
Yeah, season 4. I said season five was not bad. Season 5 wasn't terrible either.
The season with Zoom
was great. Hands down, second best season.
Really good. Savitar kind of ruined it. He was not the best, but still a really good show. My number one is Spider-Man No Way Home.
It's not even out yet.
But he knows it's going to be a great movie. That's the thing. It's not out, but he knows.
Three Spider-Man that all actors that's ever
played. Spider-Man.
Yeah, Spider-Man.
The X-Men, the Spider-Man.
This is all every actor who's ever played in a live-action Spider-Man movie is gonna be in there.
That's facts. Toby's a mayor.
Is Spider Ham gonna be in it?
Not Spider Ham.
What if they just took a pig and chucked it?
Spider
Ham. From that random Spider Man TV show. Like, it was like a cartoon. It's like,
yeah.
You know, it's like electricity, and then it's like Spider Man. Well, that's like the wonder,
it's
the meme.
So random. Just a pig and a Spider-Man.
Don't pull up the video because it doesn't have the best stuff
Simpsons.
In it.
No, I'm just. You guys keep talking.
Alright.
Anyways, it's gonna have all the old villains for all the movies and stuff, same actors and everything.
Yeah.
It's just gonna be.
Sandman,
Dr. Octopus, Lizard, maybe Venom.
I like the Lizard.
Yeah, they redid him, his face a little bit, but. Yeah, anyways.
That is?
Good movie.
All right, guys. You know,
Spider-Ham.
I didn't want to tell anybody. I didn't even know. This is just like the last thing. I kind of want to see if Coulson has an opinion on. I'm going to call him, see if he has.
Coulson's going to swear up a storm.
No, yeah. I'm going to tell him not to.
I'll put on the beep thing.
No.
It's not copyrighted.
No, but we don't need it. If he's even going to answer.
At least turn it up. Turn it to the mic.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to put it to the mic. Hopefully he answers. Probably not going to answer, though.
The beep thing.
If he doesn't answer, we'll call him towards the end and we'll see what his opinion is. You know, he is, but like he'll answer. It's Coulson. You good?
He's not going to answer.
All right, he's not going to answer. All right, if he just starts spamming, we'll just call him. All right, so, Cole, do you want to go or do you want me to go?
You go.
All right, everybody back at the table.
All right,
Cole, darn it.
Take your sweatshirt off.
Yeah, take it off.
You have nothing on underneath it?
Dude, I was just saying, it's a red shirt, dude. Alright, oh, look who's finally. Alright, Coulson. No, don't swear. Alright, you're on the podcast. What's your favorite movie of all time?
Boys in the Hood.
Alright, thank you.
Bye
bye. Oh, thank God. I was so scared he's going to start swearing. I was so scared.
You gotta keep it rated.
Oof. Oh, you need to keep that PG-13. Oof.
PG-13.
All right. Anyway, we're going to start mine. At number 10, Thorangorak. That's
I can't be mad at you because you spelled it Rangorak. I spelled SpongeBob.
That's what Google translated. Thorangorak.
I spelled SpongeBob with SpongeBob.
What did that Google translate?
I don't know. Anyway, Thor Ragnarok, again, hilarious movie. No, you bad friend. That was like the best part of the movie to me. Really funny movie and everything. Love it. Number 9, Avengers Endgame. I saw it release day. That's the only movie I've ever saw when it first came out. Avengers Endgame. I saw the first movie in Cineplex.
The first one.
I saw the first one that came out in Calison on Cineplex.
Wow.
Anyway, so I remember I spoiled it.
I was
spoiled
so mad
it for
at him.
Everybody in grade 5.
Thanos dies, but like he comes
back.
I shouldn't be saying that in case someone listening hasn't.
Okay, Trent. It's 2 years later,
if
Trent.
If someone listening hasn't watched Endgame, this is your fault. I'm putting you in the microphone. But I was so mad. You were like, Thanos dies again, but he comes back. And like, he does this.
Captain America almost
died. I
dies.
Never
it's
watched
fine.
It.
You
just ruined it for me.
I remember I ruined it for
you. I'm joking.
When I was like 7, I was at an Xbox party. Someone was talking about Infinity War, and I was so mad. I wasn't using a microphone back then, but I was like, you spoiled it for me, even though I was never going to watch it.
What? Women funny to call one of us ruins the whole thing.
Yeah.
That would have been a trainer. Speaking of trainer podcast, you guys can tune in. The plug your own friggin' sorry.
Wait.
Friggin' podcast. But yeah. Anyway, that's not my number 9. Coming in number 8 is Jurassic Park.
Classic.
I don't know how you didn't have Jurassic Park.
I didn't like it.
You didn't.
You didn't like dinosaur movie?
It's not.
Or you get to.
I swear, Goff, you say Jurassic Park 3 is better than Jurassic Park, I'm gonna throw you out a window.
The Lost World.
I'm throwing you out
a
window.
Terrible movie.
Okay, yeah, it's facts.
Bleep it.
Why? Yes, Nobody swore.
He swore.
He said
terrible. He said it was better.
is that non-copyright?
It's a sign of stone. It's not gonna be copyrighted.
That's true. Anyway.
I can make that
sound.
It's like the base for every dinosaur movie ever.
It's true.
That you need to watch. Like it's like the base. It's like the platform. Like, it's the thing that starred dinosaur movies.
Yeah.
Well, the thing that started Lost World, there was, like, a little girl who got eaten by a little girl.
That's facts.
It's a dinosaur movie. People are going to get eaten.
Number
like,
seven.
Just on this island, okay, and a little, like, five-year-old girl goes around the corner. There's little raptor things.
Compies.
And they cut to the
Yeah,
mom.
Compies, yeah. And they eat the girl at the beach and everything? Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a Godzilla versus Kong that goes like, look at my teddy bear.
Okay.
That's exactly what it is.
Number seven, The Last Dance is a documentary on Michael Jordan basketball. I don't know why Trent's running around the room.
I want to look outside.
Okay. It's a Michael Jordan documentary. I rewatched that thing about 1,400 times four.
Mikael.
Never watched it.
I told you to, and you just didn't listen to me.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just a good movie. It's a documentary. There's not much to say on it. It's just a doc. Number six. We need to start getting through here quick. We only got about 30 minutes left. Number six, we got Money Heist. Great movie. Cole, watch it. Berlin dies.
Yes.
I'm so sad. My favorite character is Rio.
Did someone die in it?
Yeah. It's a robbery show. Hilarious. Number five, Jane's going to say this. Red versus Blue. So good.
Also, the fact that someone made it off an old Halo game
that they played.
So impressive. No animations, maybe some like editing guarantee.
Like the explosions,
editing.
Whenever like they blow up the building, it's like fireball.
I know, but like it's no acting, like things like that. It's a video
a
game
movie with no acting.
Yeah.
It's exactly what it is. There's no like stop motion animation.
It's
nothing.
Just like silence for 90 minutes.
No, they talk, but like
talk.
It's like.
Well, and that's voice.
No acting. Editing or anything.
No, it's a video. It's
like improv.
Like,
yeah, it's like improv. The whole thing's improv.
It's really
wow.
Good.
It's kind of
absolutely hilarious.
Sucks that's only on Hulu now though. Number four is The Office. One of the best American-made shows ever made, in my opinion. Besides Family Guy, that's number three. I want to speak on Office a bit more. Hilarious. Dwight, my favorite character. Number three, Family Guy. Greatest comedic show of all time. Screw The Simpsons. I hate it. Love Family Guy. Shade on Simpsons. Terrible. Terrible show. Family Guy, number three. Two, Blacklist.
Never heard of
it. It's an FBI show. I like that. I like it's really 100 times good. It's amazing. It's really good. A little bit of editing, like unrealistic
well, yeah,
stuff.
Yeah,
it's
not going to actually notice.
Blow up a car, like it's like a car, and then they do.
it's like
you just hear an airbag, and it's like a crack of.
There's fire crack, and it's PNG of a Korean show.
Yeah. Number one, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, easily my favorite show
That's
of all time.
Funny.
Amazing. It's such a funny show.
It is.
It's really good. Mm-hmm. All right, Cole. We need some speed right here.
All right, top 10?
Yep.
Number 10, Sausage Party. Super inappropriate. Trent, have you watched it?
No, I haven't watched it.
You can't just shut off like that.
Sausage Party, super
10,
nice.
Sausage Party.
Yeah, it's super inappropriate. It's like R-rated.
Oh, my God.
If you're over 13, I recommend to watch it.
Jaden, are you 13 yet?
Trent's the youngest one.
Trent, are you 13 yet?
I'm 2.
Okay. Well, you act like it sometimes.
Yeah, that's mean. I'm gonna...
What are you gonna do, sue me?
I'm gonna tell
I'll make
mommy.
No revenue from this. You're getting paid air right now.
I'm gonna tell my mommy on you.
Oh my God.
Number 8? No, number 9.
We just skipped like 2 of them.
Don't question
saying,
it.
Right,
we need
right.
to get
Look.
Through this.
Number 9. I'm gonna put Hyena Road.
All right, this is
it's
why you should have brought your phone today.
It's a Canadian Army movie.
Yeah.
Hyena Road.
Yeah.
What happens in the movie, so they're in Kandahar, obviously the biggest base that there is, the airport.
Yeah.
A bunch of convoys, but the Taliban are, like, putting IEDs on this road, and there's this big thing happening at this village, so they send in the LAVs and a sniper team.
Yeah.
And they're shooting at these black dots on the road they thought were IEDs. The first two didn't blow up, and then... One blew up and everything hit the fan. 40 of them come over the hill. I like the movie because it's Canadian.
It's the only reason.
It's the only
reason. But the
Canada,
it's a war
yeah.
movie. It's a war movie. And I'd say for
8.
For 8.
Yeah.
We'll put Hurt Locker.
All right.
It's another military
no,
movie.
Of course it is.
It's EOD, so defusing bombs and stuff. Now I'm pretty sure the actor that played Hawkeye.
Jeremy Renner, like the guy that scammed his fans, he made his own Instagram, but the only thing he could do was give him money.
I think played as a main character in that
Marvel doesn't pay him anything.
Why?
Because he's Hawkeye, Camden.
He doesn't do much. He's just there.
He's just there shooting bow and arrows. Yeah.
In the Avengers movie, he had like 9 minutes of screen time. That's all. And it's a 2-hour movie.
Still probably gets paid more than we will ever.
Exactly.
I like that movie, but...
Let's see, number seven.
Number seven?
Yeah.
We're going to put Money Heist.
All right, so one below. Run. Yeah. Great show.
Just like Camden said... I loved it. I watched it a lot during quarantine. We all watched it during quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
Berlin was my favorite character, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Until, like, unless you haven't watched it until Naomi died, I liked her, but...
Yeah.
Spoilers!
Like, you're gonna watch Money Heist.
She got shot in the face. Pretty gnarly.
She got shot in the stomach by a sniper, like, through a window, and then she got shot again.
Like, little... I've seen a Money Heist. Someone got shot and they have them on like a table in this room. They all turn against each other. Each one has a gun to their head.
No.
That's Naomi. No, that might be Helsinki.
Might be. Where am I at?
Six.
Number six?
Yeah.
I'm gonna put We Were Soldiers. Mel Gibson in the movie Vietnam. It's a first battle of Vietnam. 400 US soldiers versus 2,000 guerrilla soldiers. They came out on top.
Monkey.
I love that movie like because I like the movie because of like the helicopters. And I find it was a bit realistic too.
Yeah.
It doesn't like those choppy gun sounds or anything. But
mm-hmm.
It really like it felt like you were in the battle.
Yeah.
And it showed the gore and the everything the soldiers went through.
Mm-hmm. What's number five?
My number five? We're gonna put.
We're gonna gene farts. What was that?
It was a mild tone that came out of his butt.
We'll put Yellowstone.
It was a.
What's not me?
That.
We'll put Yellowstone. It's a ranching movie set in Montana. And all the law, like, things the ranchers have to go through, cowing the animals, law. Bunch of all this stuff. Very good show. 100% recommend it. We're at number three.
What number? Four.
You just would have skipped like two.
Like I'm forgetting here.
We need to hurry up though. We do need to hurry up a bit. We're getting kind of.
Number four.
No, we're gonna be able to finish.
We'll put Goon.
Goon.
The first movie. The first.
Yeah.
One. It's a bit inappropriate too at some point.
Fight a lot.
Yeah. Some nudity.
Some.
Yes. Yeah, some. Okay. There's nudity. And a lot of fighting. It's a hockey movie. I loved it. I was excited towards the end of the movie when the big fight happens.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you're a hockey fan, I recommend that movie.
All right. What's number three?
Number three, we're gonna put
the Fortnite movie.
Fortnite movie. You know the movie. You can watch movies in game now on Fortnite.
Yeah.
If they ever make a Fortnite movie?
We'll put Tears of the Sun.
All right. What's that, another war movie?
Yeah, another war movie. Vin Diesel's in it.
Of course he is.
It's based in Colombia. I also recommend that. It's one of my favorite war movies up there. Number two. Actually, no. Number two?
Mm-hmm.
Halloween number two.
Halloween two. That was at your number one when you told me yesterday. What's taking your number one now, actually, huh?
Black
Hawk Down. Oh, no, never mind. No, this was no Black Hawk Down. Actually, too. No, that's yesterday.
I loved Halloween 2. Easily one of my new favorite movies that just came out not long ago.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of killing.
Yeah.
Because it's Michael Myers, obviously.
Mikael, me wrong.
The way it all happened was satisfying. There was some funny parts in the movie, I have to say. But, yeah. Probably gave it a 9.5 out of 10.
Well, Black Hawk Down. Black Hawk Down,
another war movie. It's based on a true story. Yeah, Special Forces, they went to Mogadishu for a warlord, and two helicopters were shot down. Big kerfluffle. Everything went to hell.
Yeah.
I loved that movie, The Realism in it.
Where were you going?
And it showed the
horrible
experiences that they went through.
Okay. All right, that's everybody's movies. We're gonna go songs. We have to do songs really quick. We cannot afford to start talking about how emotional we got during them. and everything. Yeah, Trent, I know your party in USA might have made you cry a few times, but come on here.
I hated that song.
All right, so I'm going to zoom through mine. You're going to zoom through yours.
Can we just say them?
Say them and give, like, a brief. Like, I'm talking sentence long of why you put it there.
I like Cole? This one because it reminds me of my childhood.
Exactly. Yeah, don't, not that stuff. All right, number 10, Rockstar. Great Post Malone and 21 Savage song. Loved it. It was my favorite at the time. Number 9, Revenge by XXXTentacion. My favorite X song ever. Loved it. It was really good. Sad, depressing. Not sad or depressed, but, like, it's just really good. Shot of Flow. Great song. Loved. There's a lot of different versions of it. It's really good. You see, I'm a very big Eminem fan. It's going to be Wrestler Eminem. Till I Collapse by Eminem. Easily one of my favorite newer yeah. Eminem songs. Rap God, number 6. Second fast song ever made. Love it. I got into it really quick.
Wait.
The real Slim Shady, so good.
What about
love
the
it.
Fake Slim Shady? If there's a real one, there has to be a fake
that's
one.
That's true. That's what you call Machine Gun Kelly. I love number 5. I love number 5, Real Slim Shady. All right, number 4, Lose Yourself, greatest. Not greatest, but it's up there with Eminem songs. I love it. Number 3, Without Me, easily one of my favorite songs to, like, listen to. 2 is Stan. Cannot express how much I love this song. My favorite song of all time, My Name Is What? Some Shady. All right, Trent, zoom through yours real quick. Brief descriptions only. Let's go here.
Number 1 that I did not order because someone didn't tell me. Okay, number 1, Heathens.
Heathens?
Yeah, it was song.
Okay.
Number 2 in my list, Life Is Fun, made by the Odd Ones Out. Very good song. Number 3 in my list, because I didn't order them, 7 years old. I listened to it when I was 7.
I did too.
Let It Go. Let It Go.
Let It Go.
The Rock Rumble rap song. I don't,
oh my god.
I don't know what it's called. The Rock SpongeBob intro theme song. Do I need to explain? SpongeBob. Mario theme song.
Yeah, you know.
Again,
need to
do I need to explain?
Don't
Mario.
Need to explain.
Jaden's eating food more than that.
Oh, okay.
Pretty much any Zelda, like.
If the Halo theme song's not on this, like, he's doing so much theme song.
I did not think about that, okay?
The
only Halo game I played was 5. Anyway, any Zelda theme song, just. You can listen to that.
That was a bit longer than the description I wanted, but it's all right.
It's all right.
Second last one on my list, because someone didn't do the Old Town Road.
Oh my
classic.
God. Listen classic!
It broke the record.
That's true. It did. Everybody, there's so much remixes. Everybody listened to it.
Like me and Trent's remix. I'm not going to sing I'm not singing me and Trent's remix right now.
Me either.
And my last one. The last one on my list, Super Idol.
Super what?
Super Idol.
Oh my Super god. Idol. All right. We need to try not to swear anymore. All right, Cole, your turn. Zoom right, really quick.
Number 10, Asking Alexandria. It's a rock song.
Yeah.
When I was mad or upset, I'd listen to that one. Number 9, I'm going to put Revenge just like Camden did. Yeah. XXXTentacion.
Temptation.
I always say like, love that song. The number 8, I'm going to put Swimming Pools by Kendrick Lamar.
Mm-hmm.
I love that song. It's a vibe. We're at number 7.
Mm-hmm.
All right, number 7, I'm going to put A-OK. I like that one. Also another vibe song. Number 6, I'm going to put Sleeping on the Black... Not putting that one. I'm going to put Whom the Bell Tolls by Metallica. Awesome hockey song. Love that one.
Mm-hmm.
Number 5, I'm going to put... Nose on the Grindstone by Tyler Childers. Mm-hmm. It's a country song.
Yeah.
I like that one a lot. Number 4, I'm going to put Sleeping on the Blacktop by Colter Wall. Another country. Number 3, I'm going to put The Devil Wears a Suit and Tie, also by Colter Wall.
Yeah.
And for number 2, Seek and Destroy by Metallica.
Mm-hmm.
And for my number 1 spot, Enter Sandman.
Ooh, yeah, it's a good song. It's a really
and
good song.
And Sad But True. Mm-hmm. Those tie it off right there. I love those for hockey.
Mm-hmm.
Or just zooming in a vehicle at speed.
All right, Jane, your turn. Top 10 favorite songs. Zooming through barely any description of why you've chosen.
Two songs that I put in. I don't listen to.
Our two songs is fine. You can give like
number.
A little.
Number 2 is Better Days.
Yeah.
Better Days.
Bad days.
Number one is heat waves.
All right, so that saved us a lot of time on Jaden's Only 2. So I think we can go into sports, video games, and restaurants. We'll do sports.
We already did video games.
Not video games, restaurants.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, video games. The first.
No, I know. That's what I meant. Like, we did do it.
Since I'm short list.
All of us have four. All of us have short lists. It's only five.
Short list for music. Can I start with restaurants, maybe? Or if you want to do sports.
If you want, do whatever you want. We just need to go quick because we only got 15 minutes left.
I'm till 3:10.
All right, well.
Yeah, we have 20 minutes left. We got 20 minutes. You can like. Restaurants right here.
Restaurants. Yeah. Number five is KFC.
All right.
Not in what? Pretty good restaurant.
Kids Fattening Center, I get it.
Dixley's my number four. It could be
old Dixley's better. New Dixley's bad now. Way too greasy. They try to grease it up.
My opinion, the skin
is the greatest part.
Yeah, the skin is awesome.
I find it's the best part of chicken in general because chicken is so dry.
Yeah, but chicken can be bad with skin. Some of them, like people, like some skin can be like. Chewy and it's bad.
Like off.
I need a crunch almost.
Right? Like kind of off topic. Actually, has a crunch. KFC. Mm-hmm. I don't know how we got the KFC. Anyway, they tried to launch in I think it was like Taiwan, and the like skin it was like stretchy. Because
you're eating your mouth, it's getting longer.
No, because they had to like meet the standards for Muslim people.
Mm-hmm.
I know it was Muslim. Something like that.
Like a race.
Yeah, some that couldn't eat chicken, whatever.
Yeah.
And they had to meet the standards of them being killed in the right way, but that like also ruined the meat too.
All right. So that's Trent's weird explanation on KFC chicken. what's number three?
Pizza Delight. I don't know if you've had their meatballs and spaghetti, bro.
You go to a pizza place and get
bro.
Spaghetti. That's like going to Super Mario's pasta. That's like going to Super Mario's and asking, "Can I get chicken wings?" That's like, it's like, what's the point?
They're just so good though. Like you can't get meatballs like that anywhere else. Try them next time you go there.
Okay.
Next, number two is Dairy Queen. Now
that's my number one.
This is tied up with McDonald's just because sometimes. Like their food, McDonald's, they can have such good food.
And they can have bad food too.
Depending on the workers.
They have like teenagers. What you want? Two fries? Got it.
Yeah, just
hauls out his pocket. Here you go, man. Forget just the belly button. It's all right.
No, I remember once I went to McDonald's. My mother asked for ketchup. He pulled it out of his pocket and gave it to her.
He's like, "This is from last night. My bad, guy." might be a bit warm.
Anyways, last time I got McDonald's. My dad asked for 10 pack of nuggets, a double cheeseburger, and a fry.
They gave me 10.
How do you eat all that?
Listen, and they
gave me 10 cheeseburgers and one nuggets.
And because I was sharing some of the nuggets with my grandma and grandpa, because I was sleeping at their place, they got to the place and they gave me my food. My cheeseburger had 7 pickles stacked on top of it.
Yeah, sometimes they're so incompetent.
On one patty.
Like, I asked for a Big Mac once, they gave me a McChicken.
I had 7 fries on that's a deal. There's at minimum 7 or 8 fries just chilling at the bottom of my bag. And I had 3 nuggets with used ketchup everywhere.
How did they mess up that bad?
It's McDonald's, bro.
3 nuggets, though. It's
worth the work.
It's all over the thing.
It's and probably like some random 16-year-old that just got the job, too.
My mom asked for barbecue sauce. He's probably got sweet and sour.
He's probably 13 days on his 2-week notice.
But Dairy Queen, they do mess up sometimes, too, but their food is always pretty good.
There is no man more dangerous than when you're on your 2-week notice. You, like, the thing is, there's no money more dangerous. You can do anything at that job. They can't do nothing about it.
You're gonna fire me. Well, I'm gonna quit.
The cheese was also hard, which I did.
Like frozen cheese out of the.
It was cold. Like they took it out of the freezer, put it on my hamburger, and gave it to me. It's exactly what it was.
All right, number one, you speed up here.
Well, I said
number one. All right.
Dairy Queen can't beat it though.
All right. Okay. We'll do me now.
Wait,
okay.
Wait, I want to do the cop again. Okay, go.
This is unnecessary. Okay, number five, McDonald's. So you mean you grew up on McDonald's, kind of have to love it anyway. We're loving it, you know, slogan, cool. Nobody really cares. Lee's. Ever went to Lee's in Bathurst before? Chinese place, amazing. It's such a good Chinese restaurant, man.
Well, their chicken balls are
top. Like French kiss, like every like, and, like I like yeah, like a no, I meant to say chef's kiss, like a chef's kiss, like it's really good. Aiden's looking at us through that window, like we're weird right now, because we are.
We are weird.
Anyway, Lee's number five, four, sorry, number three, A&W. It's like a better version of McDonald's to me.
Canadian.
Yeah. Burger. Number two, Swiss Chalet. It's, Aiden, out of here.
It's Canadian In-N-Out.
No, yeah. It's Canadian In-N-Out. Number
Swiss
two.
Chalet is the French
game,
bro.
You're about to be Jeffy. Number one, DQ. You can't be Dairy Queen, in my opinion. Dairy Queen's unbeatable. Cole, what's your top five?
Me? Strips? Top five? Okay, my five. I'm gonna go Pizza Delight.
Yeah. Don't get emotional about how you like it now. Come on, let's go.
Number four,
we're on schedule.
Greco.
I hate Greco. It's so greasy, man. I want to throw up after one garlic finger.
Garlic, bro.
So,
they're garlic fingers, bro. I swear.
They're good,
I
but they're.
I take my finger and push it down. The garlic and grease and pour out of it.
Like it's a sponge, bro.
That one makes it like diabetes.
Number three, A&W.
All right, like me, like me, like me.
Love the root beer.
I hate root beer with a passion, but no, listen, but A&W's the only one I like.
I can see why you won't like root beer.
Right, number two,
I hate dark
it's
pop.
It's an acquired taste, which is another way of saying it sucks.
I hate black pop.
Number two.
Not
number two, DQ and St. Hubert. They're tired.
St. Hubert's is so good, but it's number six for me.
Yeah,
greasy, a bit greasy. That's why it's not there.
I like the chicken.
Their fries are iffy.
Okay. I love DQ.
The Dino Chicken Nuggets though, it's like golden. Whoa. Yeah.
All right, well, number one, let's go here.
Number one, McDonald's.
All right, Charlie, let's go.
It's just 2 minutes.
We
interrupted. Didn't even like Cole finish.
Okay, let Cole finish.
Right. I like McDonald's minutes, because the nostalgia of getting it after a hockey game.
Yeah. All right, let's go, Trent.
Let's speed through. No description right there. Just say them.
McDonald's, the only food pizza I can't see.
Okay, actually, like in a good way.
Okay, so again, not ordered.
I know, cause Kim didn't tell you.
Okay.
Even though I did, but
McDonald's.
Yeah.
I don't want to get a McDonald's. I've been experimenting lately. I usually stick to nuggets. Two, Dairy Queen.
Yes.
Garlic, but what was it called?
Garlic butter cheese.
No, not garlic. No.
What?
I don't know.
Sweet. No. Wait.
Sweet and sour.
No, honey.
Honey mustard.
No, not honey mustard.
Jesus, what is it?
I'm trying to think. It's like
honey mustard.
Honey barbecue. There it is. Honey barbecue.
What the?
It's good. It's good. Honey barbecue sounds chicken good. Strips are really good. Pizza Delight. I don't like pizza that much. It's been overdone, but
okay. Come on, we need to keep going, man. We got 12 minutes. Let's go.
Candy, you're not living on top.
I know, but we got 12 minutes.
I thought we only have sports left.
KFC.
Sports and candies.
Hey.
Yeah.
KFC.
Yeah.
The Twisters there. It's like Big Crunch, but like in a wrap.
Big Crunch wrap. Okay.
Yeah.
Like it.
A&W.
Just A&W.
Yeah, A&W.
All right, we're gonna go sports.
So cheese and
yeah. Okay, we're gonna do sports real quick. Where everybody's running through sports and nobody really needs an explanation for sports. It's sports. Yeah. And then we're gonna do candies real quick.
Yeah, I'm going
only
first,
your best one can only get an explanation. Okay, that works for everybody. That's fine.
I'm going first because I want to.
All right.
Last one is gonna be tag. You know, childhood game.
Like I said.
Candies. Hockey because I don't play hockey. It's not. Baseball because, you know.
Baseball.
Only thing I can think of, baseball. Volleyball, I played a couple times in the gym, you know, it's not bad. Soccer, I feel like should have been, it's tied with basketball.
It's your favorite sport, right?
Basketball and soccer pretty much tied. So, what are you doing?
Don't question me.
All right.
They're just overall the best sports to me.
Okay.
I played them both as a kid. My dad and my brother were both.
Very well.
Basketball players, so.
Okay. I'm stretching.
Okay. All right. Like that tie five, I'm going to judge you for the rest of your life because hockey's at four. All right.
You don't like hockey that much.
Yeah. Can't I just continue?
Okay, my number five, soccer, because it sucks. Basketball, because I like Scotty Barnes. Three, American football, because football is fun to watch. Two, hockey, but it could be one, could be interswitchable, but one is baseball.
Me? I hate soccer with passion, so that's number five.
Yeah.
Basketball, number four.
We all have the same thing, just in a different
actually,
order.
No.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Football, number four. Basketball, number three. Still not a fan of it. I like baseball, number two, and hockey, Love that sport to death. That's number one.
All right, Trent, your turn. Let's go here.
I don't like sports, but these are the ones I would play. Soccer, not in order. Baseball.
Competitive tag.
It's a thing.
I know. I like watching it, too.
Competitive tag. Yeah. Hide and seek. No, yeah, that.
Competitive hide and seek.
Hide and seek. I just want to say I spelled seek, S-E-K.
Sec.
And basketball, because I couldn't think of
anything. All right, everybody, go to your candies, and that's it. And then I think
now,
we can just...
What if I can't find it?
Yeah, what if I... Oh, no.
Did you not do candies?
Do you mean... Are you talking about candies or, like, chocolates? And
Anything.
Oh,
like
I got that.
I'll just make it up.
All right, you'll just go on.
Like chips.
All right, I'll start first. We got 10 Kit Kat, 9 Brisk Iced Tea.
Brisk Iced Tea?
Junk foods. 8 Jolly Ranchers.
7 any kind of slushy. 6 Gatorade. 5 any Peace tea. 4 Mike and Ice Berry Blast.
I have like so many of those in my house.
All right, you're gonna have to give me something.
I'm gonna name.
3 Starburst Sour Gummies. 2 Sour Patch Kids. 1 Sour Cream and Onion Chips. Greatest chips of all time. All
right, I'm going.
Okay, yeah. Just go on the fly.
I'm not saying I'm gonna name all 10. I'm gonna try. Number 10, gotta be Airheads. Not
yeah.
The best, but they're kind of chewy.
Shake them, they go down to nothing.
Yeah. Starburst, Mars Bars.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Kit Kats, they're mm-hmm. not the best.
Yeah.
What else? Brisk Iced Tea, just like you. Mm-hmm. I like the ones from the bottle.
Yeah, me too.
They're really good. What else? Ice cream, that's pretty good. So that, well, how many was that?
It's like 5, I'd say.
5?
We're ballparking right now. Trainwreck podcast at its best right now. We're ballparking.
Do you think like stuff like fruit would be
I don't care, sure. Food items. He's about to say pizza
delight. Strawberries and Nutella. It's so good, bro. It's delicious. That gotta be like my
Nutella's really good. Nutella's really good.
Yeah, it's I know. You awesome. Didn't like it until I introduced it to you.
I know. I never tried before you told like you chose
chocolate peanut butter.
Shut up. It's really good.
Peanut butter. That's my next one.
All right, what's your top two now? You got number two. Two and one left.
My number two is popcorn.
Popcorn. You can't really beat popcorn. Salted and buttered popcorn is...
I don't know what I just did.
What's your number one?
My number one is dill pickle and sour cream and onion chips.
Let's go. All right, Trent. No. Your turn, buddy. Let's go.
Cool.
And Snickers. Trent.
All right, yeah. Number 10, Kit Kat.
Yeah.
Love chocolate.
Are you reading my list?
Maybe.
Most of them are actually the same.
Yeah.
So Brisk Iced Tea, hate that.
Bro.
For my number 8, I'm gonna put sour cream and onion chips.
All right. I think ours is
any chips other than Doritos are.
Doritos are really good, bro. Can we just talk about
hate them?
Off-brand Doritos, Arribas are the best.
Arribas are so good.
The best cheese
good.
Chip. Next, I'd say next to Purple Doritos are really good.
They're the best off-brand version of any chip ever.
Okay, Cole, continue.
So, Peace Tea at 7. I like all of them. Mm-hmm. They taste awesome. Gatorade at 6. Hockey drink.
Yeah, hockey drink, baseball drink.
Always, pretty much very nostalgic for sports. Mm-hmm. For number 5, I'm going to have Arrow chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, respectable. Just like the brown chocolate, the brown one.
It's just bubbly when you go in your mouth.
I know,
just,
and it melts right in your mouth, bro.
Especially once you get for Halloween, like the small ones, and you just pop in your mouth right away.
Actually, so no, good. I'm going to put...
Speak!
Put Mars up there.
Turn into a musical.
I love Mars, but crunch. Was it crunch?
Kevin, what are you doing?
I don't know. Do dance.
Why is that so
there's
sad?
Like a crunch chocolate up front there, but it's up there. Am I at 4? I think.
Yeah, 4 left.
Mike and Ike's. Me and Cam were talking about this yesterday. We love them. Number 3, Starbursts, and my number 2 is going to have to be Doritos.
I thought Doritos was Doritos. Number 1.
Oh my god, Jaden! For chips, they're number 1, but for number 1,
yeah,
we have that Arrow chocolate.
Oh, all right. So
that wraps it up. What about me?
Oh, Trent, I almost forgot. Well, you're a very forgettable guy. Okay, let's go here.
Forgettable.
Wait, let me look at your thing,
Camden.
Okay. Number 10, totally not making this off Cam's list. Kit Kat, Brisk Iced Tea. Okay, no, yeah, Kit Kat, really good bar. I like to eat it like a normal chocolate bar to make people mad.
Bites. Can we just, wait, you eat the thing like a chocolate? You don't split it in half?
No.
You're a menace, bro. Okay, let's continue.
Okay, Jane and Cole are going to jump out the window, I think. Okay, Brisk Iced Tea number 9.
Oh god, just say my list at this point.
Okay. Any slushy.
Oh my god.
Preferably cherry.
Okay.
Number 1 on 7.
Yeah.
Number 7. Those like.
He's about to say Jolly Rancher just to switch them.
No, like those. Can you stop doing that? Okay. You know those like. Those like a sugar stick?
Pixie stick?
Pixie sticks.
Not pixie sticks. Like those finger of sugar, you have to dip it in sugar.
I think I know what you're talking
about. Yeah, the dippets or whatever they're called.
Yeah, dip. Okay. Okay, number six.
Yep.
I'm gonna do Gatorade. Definitely not copying Camden. Okay, number 5.
He would say Pike. He's supposed to say
number
Pike.
Number 5, Sour Patch Kids.
Alright.
Number 4, Gummy Worms. Not gummy bears, because gummy
like
worms.
Sour or just normal?
Just normal.
I prefer gummy bears over them, but yeah.
Yeah, okay, what am I on now?
Three.
Okay, number 3. I don't know. Purple Doritos.
Okay.
There's purple Doritos?
Yeah.
I actually forgot about those. I had
them. They're usually a lot of people hate them.
Dylan brought them in grade 6.
Aren't they
number 2, let's go here, Trent.
Number 2, Skittles.
All right. You keep those. Bringing them into class.
I forgot about those.
Okay, number 1.
Skittles.
M&M's.
My boy, M&M's up there.
M&M's,
I don't know what this is. I grabbed
peanut,
your forearm.
M&M's or the regular?
Regular or peanut? Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Peanut is the best.
I like regular more though. Because I'm not a fan of peanuts. I'm not a fan of peanuts.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense.
All right.
That
is going to wrap it up.
Wrap it up for the Trainwreck Podcast. Thank you to our special guests, Jaden and Trent.
Bus.
You are probably going to end up missing the bus because we got...
Yeah, whoa! That's the live audience in the back, you know.
But that's it for this week's podcast. We'll see you next Friday for a podcast. See ya.
Do I play the thing?
No.